Yeah, it's Neville here. It's April 1st, 2011, April Fool's Day. But what I'm going to say is definitely not an April Fool's joke, as far as I can tell anyway. Just some thoughts. I've been thinking about this actually a bit since I saw this ad on LinkedIn from Twitter advertising for, it's a job ad advertising for a communications manager UK to be based in London. I tweeted it. It's got a bit of attention, which is partly what's prompted me to record this, some thoughts about it, which I've been tweeting about too, toing and froing with a few folks. I think this is very significant. Lots of companies advertise for communications managers, but this is Twitter. It suggests a number of things to me, I suppose, which is what I'm focused on in my own mind. It suggests, first and foremost, Twitter is a mainstream business addressing business issues like any company. And the job is actually pretty interesting looking, I must admit. The description from the text on LinkedIn says this is a new job. Let's see. Opportunity, a key role in Twitter's continued growth in the UK and other select European countries based from our future London office. That's interesting wording. And of course, people jumped to all sorts of conclusions. There's talk about Twitter establishing a presence in Europe. Is it going to be London? Is it going to be Ireland? Is it going to be someplace else? Does this mean then they've made the decision that it's going to be in London? They may have announced that. I've not seen it, I must admit. I've not been following that so much. But interesting future. So the office isn't here yet. It's coming. The wording then says, as the first person in a European communications role, you'll be responsible for driving the company's public relations execution in the region in a way that's consistent and complementary to Twitter's global brand. That's interesting. A number of aspects of that. The first person. So this is a very much a greenfield role for someone with a PR background, amongst other attributes. So you've got no support structure in place, as it were. So a certain type of individual characteristics required for that kind of role, other than the, you know, apart from the obvious things that you'd need. So driving the company's PR execution, that's consistent and complementary to Twitter's global brand. Well, you need to know what those attributes are, and in fact, if you don't have a good sense now, this is probably not the job for you. I don't think. I think this requires someone with a lot of passion for microblogging, to use the old description of what Twitter is, but understanding the nature of this channel, understanding the nature of this tool as a means to enable people to do things, both individually and from a corporate point of view. It says clearly it'll be a big and busy job. I mean, I bet it will be. That's an understatement, I think. It requires the ability to be extremely skilled at prioritizing the many opportunities that will be afforded to you. So that's, again, a certain type of attribute, particularly if you don't have an in-place support structure from the get-go. It says here, note that we place much higher value on the ability to be creative and democratic in getting news and information out than funneling it to specific and favoured media sources. Now, that speaks volumes in what it doesn't say. But you need to understand the new nature of interaction online to really get a glimpse, more than just a glimpse, actually, of what that actually means. I mean, if you're looking for a traditional PR role where everything is in its pigeonhole, you know exactly how things work. This is definitely not the kind of job I could think of. Actually, this is something far better. You're going to be inventing a lot of this, but it is the informality, the use and outreach, connectivity of Twitter particularly and other online channels. That's what you're talking about. And again, it's not press releases, I can't imagine, although there may well be needs for those. So it's looking at things in a very broad sense, not ruling anything in or out, being very open, I think. Okay, based London, working closely with, okay, all that stuff, yeah, working close to San Francisco office, a lot of travel in Europe and to San Francisco, Twitter headquarters there. So bullet points on responsibilities, the usual sorts of things you'd expect to see. But interesting, two aspects of this, execution of focused, proactive, consumer-focused campaigns designed to grow and retain our UK/European user base, i.e. those folks who have Twitter accounts, to grow and retain it. Okay, that's interesting. Then support demonstrating the value of Twitter's monetization efforts for brands. So twin aspects of that communication strategy to execute. Potentially manage local agencies. So, yeah, again, reinforcing the greenfield element of this. Nothing's in place yet. No surprise on that. Desired skills and experience. 5 to 8 years of experience in communications, emphasizing internet and or mobile consumer technology. Yeah, that's a given. You've got to have experience and an interest, keen interest in this broad space, without any doubt. You have to, I would say, I'm thinking actually back, a year or so, maybe longer, Best Buy in the United States. I had a job ad, and I remember this caused quite a lot of attention and commentary online, where one of the attributes in the ad of the person they were looking for said, I've forgotten the number actually, it might have been something like a desired attribute was 150 followers on Twitter. And the implication of that was you have a network, you have a social presence, and you're connected to people using this method rather than anything traditional, if you see what I mean. That definitely is a requirement for this job, I believe, even though it's not stated. Absolutely, you have to be on Twitter. You have to understand it. I suspect even better if you've been on Twitter from way back have been active and know it and are following Twitter and are following all things related to this burgeoning ecosystem that's developing, including third-party apps, the whole nine yards, as our American friends would say. So let's see, what else we got here? Knowledge of key media and other influencers. Yeah, someone, again, with the contacts from a PR point of view, definitely. I love this line. Flexibility for casting aside old practices and approaching communications with a fresh approach. What a great descriptor that is, I must admit. Deep understanding of Twitter and the social media landscape. Well, there it says it now quite clearly. If you don't have that, this is not the job for you, without any doubt. Fluency in Spanish, French, or German is appreciated. European travel, I would have thought that actually would be a terrific requirement. You will open huge doors if you speak to people in their own language when you visit. Yeah, they'll all talk English, of course, but you're talking about making connections with people. I know that from my own experience as a Spanish speaker as well as English. So, interesting. First advertised March 25th. Drew Benvey on Twitter, one of my contacts, mentioned in a tweet just now that when this was first posted, all the links were broken, and so they've gone back and fixed it, I guess. That's my guess. Gone back and fixed it. The nature of LinkedIn is such that once you save it, I suppose, it highlights it again. This I saw highlighted on my own LinkedIn page this morning on the right-hand column, and I just noticed a Twitter logo, so I looked at it and saw the title, Communications Manager UK. I would say this is definitely a job that's going to get a huge amount of attention, whether it gets all the applicants or not, but it'll get huge applicants, including those from people who don't meet those requirements. Someone mentioned on Twitter just now that this looked to them as if this required a lot more experience than Twitter asking for. I'm not so sure. I think 5 to 8 years is about right to get someone with good PR experience. A lot less than that would get someone with that deep understanding of Twitter. I think the passion for this space, for the social media landscape, is required. You'll get that pretty quick, but you need experience in that. So that kind of thing, 5 to 8 years is good. So I would say they're probably looking, even though you can't do it like this, but hey, this is people we're talking about. Deep down, they're probably seeing their mind's eye someone early 30s, I would have thought. Late 20s, early 30s, maybe mid 30s. Solid experience, deep passion in this space. But what a terrific job, I have to say. So look at that with keen interest to see what happens, and who they hire, that'll be the best thing to find out. Who will get this job, I wonder?